Britain will send 20 million COVID-19 vaccine doses to developing countries by the end of this year. And what Prime Minister Boris Johnson will tell other world leaders is a much-needed step to speed up the post-pandemic economic recovery. Leaders of the world's 20 richest countries are gathering in Rome at a meeting which Johnson hopes will make progress on producing firm commitments to cut emissions before climate talks in Glasgow at the United Nations COP26 summit. Those start on Sunday. Melbourne, Australia, saw people flocking to shops and gigs for the first time in months on Saturday as public health curbs eased. The country's second largest city has endured 9 months of lockdown since the start of the pandemic. It reemerged from its sixth lockdown last week as full vaccination rates across Victoria State, of which Melbourne is the capital, were set to reach 80% for those 16 and older. The Philippines on Saturday reported its highest single-day coronavirus deaths, mostly due to the reclassification of previous cases, the health ministry said. In a bulletin, the ministry recorded 423 COVID-19 deaths, eclipsing the 401 casualties reported on April 9th. China has given 1.7 billion people complete COVID-19 vaccine doses as of October 29th. That's according to the National Health Commission on Saturday. That accounts for about 75.8% of China's 1.41 billion people. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized the Pfizer BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for children aged 5 to 11, making it the first COVID-19 shot for young children in the United States. This is VOA News. And some other stories making headlines today. G20 leaders have formally endorsed the global agreement for a minimum 15% corporate tax, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Saturday, hailing it as an historic step. Some 136 countries representing more than 90% of global GDP have signed the deal to more fairly tax multinational companies and enact a minimum tax on global corporations of 15%. U.S. internet giants such as Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Apple, experts in basing themselves in low-tax countries to minimize their tax bills, are particularly targets of the new global regulation. Two people are killed as thousands of Sudanese protesters take to the streets in support of the country's democratic transition that a military coup and deadly crackdown derailed. Tigrayan rebels have secured full control of the strategic town of Desi, a spokesman for the group says, as residents report a retreat by federal forces and a major blow to the Ethiopian government. The government denies this is the case. Kuwait gives Lebanon's envoy to the Emirate 48 hours to leave, a day after Saudi Arabia made a similar move over a minister's comments on its war in Yemen. Queen Elizabeth is in good spirits, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson stresses, after doctors advised the 95-year-old monarch to rest for at least another fortnight. Tongans flock to vaccination centers after the government warned the main island might be plunged into lockdown next week after recording its first case of COVID-19. Pope Francis has accepted an invitation from Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit in a turnaround in relations with the Vatican following the failure of negotiations for a papal trip to the predominantly Hindu nation in 2017. The United States and France aim to increase cooperation on space issues, which will be further discussed during U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's upcoming visit to Paris, the two countries said in a joint statement released by the White House. And data from NASA's Juno spacecraft is providing a deeper understanding of Jupiter's wondrous and violent atmosphere, including its Great Red Spot, finding that this immense swirling storm extends much further down than expected. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.